We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, Woody, who would write, "Hey, Dolphins, don't trade Xavien Howard no matter how many rumors swirl."
Not the great Dave Hyde.
Dave Hyde joins us this morning from the Sun Sentinel. Dave, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. I'm just watching, waiting for Jeff Bezos to go up in space. You know, I want to be a billionaire and do that too.
Yeah, I got better things to do. If I had that kind of money, space would not be the first thing on my list, I could tell you. I guess he's tired of big houses and new relationships. He's done all that stuff.
Dave, what do you think of that crew that's going up there with him, though? He's got an 80-year-old woman and an 18-year-old kid.
That's weird.
I think he's trying to go the whole diversity route to show everybody that anybody can do it, right? I like the 80-year-old, though. I love the fact that he's going up with somebody that old. And so, you know, another week, another billionaire goes in space. I love it.
Yeah, right. That's when you got way too much money. There's no question about it. All right, Dave, let's talk about the X-Man. It's getting closer and closer. You obviously saw the Bleacher Report and the Browns and the Saints and the Cardinals and the Eagles and maybe a 2-4 or 2-5, or we'll throw in a first-round pick down the road, or Zach Hurts, who I could care less about. Don't think he's any better than the guys we have right now. Don't want him. So what's your take on it all?
My take is you will not get value for Xavier. The time to trade Xavien Howard and the time I said – hey, this it'd be smart to trade him was 2 years ago. Instead, they traded Laremy Tunsil, which I get. I get, you know, why they did that in the rebuild. But not now. It's time to win, right? I mean, we're done. The rebuild is past tense at this point. And, you know, I don't think the Dolphins are going to trade him. But I do think that Xavien Howard wants out. And the question is, how big of a headache is he going to make himself if he's going to go down that route? I'm curious to see the interplay as we go into training camp.
So do they give him 100% tough love and say, we owe you $12 million guaranteed, that's what you'll play for? Or do they add a little dessert on there and up that salary a couple of bucks ahead of Byron Jones?
Well, I know they're saying they're not going to give him any money. So we'll see. We'll see how, you know, is this negotiation? How does it play out? It to me, it just underlines what a disastrous free agent class that was a year ago. I get it helped them to 10 wins, but the idea was to build, right? They were in a building mode, and you bring in big contracts into a locker room, and it can have a corrosive effect, and it did here. Xavien Howard got pissed off that Byron Jones was making more money than him. And, you know, I get that part of it. I understand. On the other hand, you know, this is one of those – I understand what the Dolphins are doing. They bought into Xavien Howard a year ago or 2 years ago at this point and made him the highest-paid cornerback in football at the time where he had – you know, he was an injury risk at the time and still is – and so I get what the Dolphins are doing. Do you redo a deal that's effectively 1 year after 1 year? So both sides have good and ample ammunition. And the question to me is basically how big of a pain does Xavien Howard want to make himself or not in training camp?
Yeah, that's going to be the million-dollar question. If they say we owe you $12 million guaranteed, we think it's really good money and it's fair. So you got to come play, and he pouts or all of a sudden slightly doesn't feel good and doesn't practice. I'm curious too to see, or if they give in and give him some incentive money there to play well. But I'll tell you what, Dave, the way that defense is structured, he's an important piece. if you're going to put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks with all those blitz packages.
He's the fulcrum to the defense. They put him on an island, and they gave everybody else help and told Xavier, you go do your thing. He had 10 interceptions. He had 20 passes defended. Remember, the Dolphins had 10 wins. The primary reason they had 10 wins is because they led the league in turnover ratio. And the primary reason for that was Xavier Howard. And so, you know, they need him. And I get that, you know, the whole idea, hey, we can do this with packages and bringing guys from different direction, but you still need stars. You still need some stars if you're going to win big. And he's the best. He's the most accomplished player by far on the team right now. I don't think they have any idea, any desire to trade him. And I think it'd be insane to even consider it.
Well, they don't have another guy at that level for sure. With the experience of Igben Ogunni, not there yet, and put a guy out there, he will just absolutely – you'll have to cover him up because he'll get picked on. He will definitely – and, you know, the other part of this, I just want to say this, Dave. Whether Byron Jones got that contract or not, Xavier Howard was going to want a new contract. You agree with that?
Always want a new – everybody – and I get it. Every player always wants a new contract. It just – accelerated the idea probably in his head a little that Byron Jones – look, Byron Jones is a nice player. He's a good player. He shouldn't be, if we're talking on merit and play, the highest paid player in the league, in cornerback in the league. I don't blame him for that. I'd take the money too if you give it to me. But you can understand if you're in an office and you are by far the most productive guy in there and some guy's making more than you, you'd be a little upset. So I get that. The other part of this is – Tua, and because everything always leads back to Tua, right?
Right.
This defense can help Tua from so many different ways, and the main one is by not letting the other team get the lead. Okay, and it's much easier for Tua to play with the lead in most games, as it is any quarterback. I'm not singling out Tua, but since he's the guy that everybody's going to be watching this year, you talk about making a quarterback's job easier. Play with the lead, and you know, that's what they did a lot last year. It's what this defense, you know, a big reason for 10 wins, and that would help him again this year.
All right, got to move on to topic number two. You know, we talk about this every year, you old baseball fan, you. June and July is for baseball. It's a chance for our local team, the Miami Marlins, to really shine. It's their time before football starts up. And we are going through not only a banged-up team, but just a bad baseball team right now. What are your thoughts on where we are into this Jeter thing?
I turned on the TV last night, and it was 12-0 in the sixth inning, and I said, what else is on? You know, look, the Derek Jeter plan is working, okay? I get nobody wants to hear that, and I certainly don't want to say it. It's no fun. But when you went down this road, the idea was they're going to draft pitching, they're going to build pitching, and then they'll get hitting, okay? And they got pitching. They're fifth in the league in pitching right now. Fifth in baseball, excuse me. Well, they probably aren't now after last night, but a couple of days ago they were
right.
Fifth in the league in pitching.
They had good pitching.
Okay,
yep.
And now they're bringing up the young hitters, okay? And the question is, do they make you see what Jazz Chisholm can do? Okay, so to me, they're going to have to go out and spend money. And will they? Will they spend money? Because I hated going down this road. I hated it because it said, how many times have we been down at a questionable baseball market to begin with? It gets turned off even more, saying, hey, come back in 5 years. You know, because we aren't going to be any good for 5 years. Now they had the blip last year. Well, that was a lot of fun in the playoffs, but nobody pretended that they were a finished product then. It was fun. It was fun and a great accomplishment, but now we're back to reality of a long 162 game season that just exposes all problems. They're 28th in the league in hitting. And the question is, are they going to go out and buy a bat and not a smart hire like, you know, they went out and got Adam Duvall off the scrap heap. Very, very good pickup. But they're going to have to go out and get somebody who can who can solidify a lineup.
Dave, you've been around this Dade Broward market for a long, long time. I still believe there's a lot of baseball fans in this area. They're not necessarily Marlin fans. They're not watching it, but I think they're baseball fans. Do you agree with that?
There aren't as many as I thought there were. Let's put it. Remember when the Marlins started, they were drawing, you know, good crowds, 30,000 a game.
A couple million. 2.5, 2.4 a year, correct.
Yeah. Now, I think it'll be like the Heat. When the Heat weren't winning, and I'm talking not 1 year, but, you know, a couple years where they weren't winning, the crowds went way down. Okay. People love only winning in this town. The Dolphins are the exception. Okay. And so the Marlins are going to have to string a few years of good winning together to get people back because, you know, everybody's found other things to do. Baseball's turned up. Baseball, the way baseball ran the Marlins, and I'm talking the commissioner's office in with the ownership groups, has been a disaster. I mean, trading, the three-way trade that brought Jeffrey Loria here, the show that where they knew Jeter was going to come in and have a five-year rebuilding plan. You know, that just, there's no market for that here. And so come back and we'll see when they get to be a winner, if they do, if there's enough baseball fans. I'm not sure there are, Joe. I'm not as, you know, back in the 90s when they were starting up, oh yeah, we're a big baseball fan. And then I just don't see it. I think there are baseball fans, but not fans that want to go to the ballpark.
Wow. All right. I just thought, you know, I watch and I just think there's still a lot of people that still like a baseball game, still like it. There's still fun teams to watch, like actually the teams that are coming in, the Padres and the Yankees are going to be coming in here pretty soon. They're fun teams to watch. Would you agree?
I love watching the Padres, some of the young players. And the Yankees are the Yankees. But, you know, I get back. The Sun Sentinel, we don't even have a beat writer. You know, as a columnist, I would call up the beat writer. Hey, when's the manager talking? What's the hot topics inside the team? I don't have it because nobody reads, not enough people are reading Marlins stories. So, and economics and newspapers, there's a combination there. But,
okay.
Whereas, you know, I'm not sure as you are. You're upbeat on baseball and all that. I'm not.
I'm not upbeat. I'm not upbeat on this Marlins thing. I don't know. I don't know if they have any good young hitters down there. We got guys struggling that I thought would be up playing right now that are still in the minors struggling. So I don't know. They got a bunch of great arms. They went out and got a bunch of great arms. I get that, and this pitching staff's going to continue to be good, but I don't know about everyday players yet.
Yeah, and I will say they have made some really, you know, talking to baseball scouts, they love, like, the drafts of the Marlins. I had a scout tell me a year ago before this draft, finally their drafts make sense. They're getting athletes. They're getting, rather than going off and getting the, you know, the big college home run hitter who isn't an athlete, they're getting athletes and playing. You know, playing them in the minors and finding a position for them. So I get what they're doing. It's just it's like watching
sell.
A tree grow in your backyard,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
Boy, isn't that exciting that it's another foot higher this year? No, it's not exciting, you know. So anymore, we've had so many rebuilds on so many teams. I've said this before. I love the Heat. They live for the moment. Every year, they don't go into a season saying, "Oh, well, we're in a rebuilding mode." No, we're trying to win,
right.
And maybe it turns into half season into a rebuilding mode a couple times, but no, they're trying to win.
Dave, always great having you, man. Really appreciate it. You take care of yourself.
All right, good talking to you, Joe.
All right, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joining us this morning. Hey, speaking from Dave Hyde, right over to sports-related injuries. I hate talking about them. They happen. I do have some really good news. When they do happen, we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, and a big, big part of Baptist Health and the pineapple. You betcha, man. When you talk about the pineapple, you're talking about some pretty special doctors they put together for every injury you could think of. Every part of the body, Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialist. One goal, man, with physical therapy done the right way, get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Now, I get this almost every day. Where do the pros go? I know it always starts with that. And I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. And if we were to all be honest right now, every other team would love to be with them too that I didn't mention, because these doctors are really, really good. The great experience they have taking care of high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida. They come from all over the country to see these doctors because they know the results they're going to get, the success they're going to have to get back out playing the sports they love the most. Matter of fact, got a brand new facility, Broward County, right off of 595 and Pine Island up there. Dr. Swartzen's up there, all those other great doctors working a couple of days a week up there. Then on top of that, this brand new facility going, a medical facility as well as the new training facility for the Miami Dolphins. I can go on and on, man. But all I'm telling you right now is Baptist Health is getting bigger and better every day. Hey, the next time you have a sports-related injury, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.